Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Dirt Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Well, Thursday was certainly a tale of two presidents, as it were. You had one former president who went to the funeral and services of a slain NYPD officer, Jonathan Diller. And you had another president who had a fundraiser. And if you had $100,000 just lying around, you could have a picture with Clinton and Obama, and, of course, Biden. Folks, I think the differences could not be clearer as we see what these two particular men were doing on such a day as this, as when, again, the services for the fallen NYPD officer, Jonathan Diller, were held. This from the New York Post. Former President Trump honored fallen hero NYPD officer Jonathan Diller as top of his class at his Long Island wake on Thursday, as three other living presidents rubbed elbows with celebrities at a $25 million fundraiser that shut down Midtown Manhattan. Folks, would that we would shut down Midtown Manhattan for the procession, for a remembrance, for something that would be, I don't know, so much more important than maybe getting your picture taken with Obama. Folks, welcome to the program. Of course, it is the Friday edition. It's the Good Friday edition this morning. Kyle Warren with you. And we're glad to be with you this morning, of course. And we've got a lot to talk about on the show this morning. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning, 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com. That's kylewarrenshow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. And by the way, we want to let you know as well that on today's program, in hour number four, we have the return of Frank Salvato. He's been under the weather the last couple of times. He had been scheduled to be here on the show with us, and I heard from him earlier today. He is going to be with us, and that makes me very happy indeed, because we always have a great time talking with our good friend Frank Salvato. UndergroundUSA.com is the website, by the way. We'll also be talking, of course, with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. We'll also be talking with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, and also, of course, towards the end of the program today, in hour number four, we got Patrick Hyland, host of the Sports Zone, the insurance quarterback. So we are going to finish out this week very, very strong, my friends, and we're glad that you're there. We're glad to be here, and as I said, it is the Good Friday edition. We're looking forward, of course, to Easter Sunday this weekend, and I sure hope that you have a wonderful Easter coming up. And I'll tell you this, we've heard from Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon. Good morning, Mr. Kyle. 47 degrees, rain, hail, and lightning. Oh, boy. Busy weather day. It sounds like it. He says, all is good. Have a great show, as always. Semper Fi, Richard. Well, thank you, Richard. I appreciate that so very, very much. Semper Fi, right back at you. And we also have heard from listener Joan, and she's getting ready for Easter. She says, she's from Seattle, by the way. She says, with all the craziness going on in our country and world, I decided to bake loaves of bread on this rainy day for my neighbors for Easter. My house smells like a bakery, and I made a few people happy. Well, that's amazing. That is very cool. And she goes on to say, it was my small way to make the world a better place today. Happy Easter to you, your team, and all your listeners, Kyle. Keep up the good work. Again, from listener Joan in Seattle. Well, Joan, I think that's exactly what you did today. You made a lot of people happy, and I think that is very, very cool. indeed, to say the least. Well, once again, folks, we have a lot to talk about on the program. And, yes, Donald Trump was in New York. Biden was in New York, but Donald Trump was there for a much different reason and something that points up the real problems that we are having in our society today. I don't think another campaign fundraiser made things better, but also I think Donald Trump made things a little bit better by, again, giving voice and drawing attention to the senseless killing of a New York police officer. It just is heart-wrenching. This is something that Donald Trump had to say outside of the services when he had a chance to talk to the press earlier. Let's listen in.
What happened is such a sad, sad event, such a horrible thing, and it's happening all too often, and we're just not going to let it happen. We just can't. 21 times arrested this thug, and the person in the car with him was arrested many times, and they don't learn because they don't respect. They're not given the respect. The police are the greatest people we have. There's nothing and there's nobody like them, and this should never happen. I just visited with a very beautiful wife that now doesn't have her husband. Stephanie was just incredible. Their child, brand new, beautiful baby, sitting there, innocent as can be, and doesn't know how his life has been changed. But the Diller family will... You'll never be the same. You can never be the same. And we have to stop it. We have to stop it. We have to get back to law and order. We have to do a lot of things differently because this is not working. This is happening too often. It's an honor to be here. And again, I want to just thank all of you folks for allowing this. And Bruce, thank you. Bruce has been a friend of mine for a long time. He's done an incredible job out here.
So there you have Donald Trump, former President Donald Trump. And I think echoing the thoughts and sentiments that we all have, and I'm telling you this, folks, the juxtaposition of Donald Trump and Joe Biden on Thursday could not be more striking. It could not be more defining as to where we are going in this election, to where we are going in this country, and perhaps to where to really what our future is going to look like. Because I'll tell you this, the campaign commercial I can envision is, again, going to show when New York's finest had fallen, Joe Biden went to go take pictures for $100,000 a picture. And I got to tell you, it's just going to show the differences like you would not believe. Unbelievable. So stay right there. We are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you. The Good Friday edition is off to a start. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
According to a new poll, it looks like Hispanics actually believe that Joe Biden used the correct term when describing the alleged killer of Lake and Riley. And I'm not surprised by that. I think, again, it doesn't matter what your ethnic background is or what your color of your skin is or what racial group you belong to, you know. When people come across the border illegally and then commit murder, I think all of us as Americans, no matter what, we all see the terrible, terrible thing that that is. And folks, again, it's, you know, the far left, the Democrat Party elite, they really want to pigeonhole people into all kinds of different little boxes and put you in a little on this particular shelf and this particular compartment. And, you know, that's how they do their thing. But, you know, one of the things that most Americans do is they actually look at the person, they look at whatever has been committed and so forth, and we make our judgments that way. See, I'm telling you, it's a much different philosophy, isn't it? All right, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning on this Good Friday edition of the program. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. If you'd like to be part of the program this morning, you can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, as we heard already from listener Joan in Seattle, and also, of course, Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the Central Coast coast of Oregon. Well, now we've got the honorary mayor of Clearwater. That's what we like to call him anyway. But, of course, it's our friend Mike in Clearwater giving us a call on this early Good Friday morning. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Kyle. You know, it doesn't surprise me, Kyle. You know, President Trump went, what a horrible thing that happened to that police officer. But you have to remember, because I've kind of been keeping score, these were the same people that said that inflation was transitory. Then they bungled the Afghanistan withdrawal, so, you know, 13 people were killed. So, you know, then they'd rather give debit cards loaded with $1,500 for food to people that aren't even citizens, that shouldn't even be here, that are just breaking the law just by being here, instead of giving it to our own homeless people or homeless veterans. So what can we expect? I mean, it doesn't surprise me, Kyle. Thank you so much. What do you say?
Hey, thank you so much, Mike. Mike and Clearwater, everybody, we appreciate this call very much. Yeah, again, as I was saying earlier, I think this particular view of what the current president, Democrat administration is doing and what Donald Trump was doing in terms of calling attention to this terrible thing. And by the way, you know, we're going to hear a clip from Karine Jean-Pierre here in a moment. And guess whose fault it is for crime? Or at least guess who had all this crime and just kept going, getting worse and worse? Guess what? It had to be the other administration, right? It's just like everything. Oh, the border was fine. We're trying to fix the border. You know who's harming the border? It's the Republicans. And on and on and on it goes. And yes, it is infuriating. And absolutely, this whole thing where we are, and Mike made another great point about our vets. And so you've got people who have come across the border illegally, and they are being treated, they're given basically the sun, moon, and stars, it would seem, comparatively to our veterans. And this is just, we've got everything backwards, basically, in our nation right now, because of this kind of, I was going to say leadership, but I don't even want to call it that. I don't even want to call it that. But I appreciate what Mike was saying very, very much. And I know that you do, too, out there. Well, you know, something else about this, the terrible aftermath of the killing of Jonathan Diller. He was 31 years old, my friends, 31, had a one-year-old child. You know, this is how painful, how absolutely unconsolable his wife and other family members, loved ones must be at this time. Well, one of the things that we can report out of this that has a little bit of positivity, and this is coming to us. This is from WDBJ Channel 7. Looks like a CBS local affiliate there in the area. They are reporting on Thursday. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation said it stands with the slain officer and announced it will pay off the mortgage on his Long Island home. Every day, Officer Diller donned his uniform. There was a risk he may not come home, said Tunnel to Towers Chairman and CEO Frank Siller. We will honor him not only for his sacrifice, but for his unwavering resolve to protect the people of New York City. The foundation pays off the mortgages for the families of law enforcement officers and firefighters who are killed in the line of duty and leave behind young children. And I got to tell you, folks, just announcing this and reading this is the kind of thing that can really just get to you. You know, how amazing that this resource is there, Tunnel to Towers. And they are taking up this amazing, doing this amazing thing for the wife and son that Officer Diller is leaving behind. And when you see this kind of announcement, how touching, and that, again, not only that there's this resource there, but there are people who will step up and do this. But at that same time, that our hearts are overwhelmed with gratitude for something like this, we also know that this never should have happened. This should never have been the case at all. And it doesn't matter what, but this kind of crime being out of control the way that it is simply not acceptable in any part of the United States of America. But once again, at the one thing we can report to you as of right now is that Tunnel to Towers is going to do this amazing gift, this amazing miracle, basically, for this young family. Now, I mentioned earlier we've had Karine Jean-Pierre. Now, she evidently was along with the president's travels earlier on Thursday, and she got asked this question about Biden attending the fundraising while Trump goes to the NYPD officer's wake. And, of course, you know, in true KGP fashion, it just gets weird. So let's listen in.
Thank you. So President Biden will be in New York City for most of the day doing fundraising. Former President Donald Trump is going to the wake of the NYPD officer. I wondered if you've mentioned that the president spoke to Mayor Adams. I wonder if he spoke to the family of the officer. And also, you know, Trump is blaming a lot of crime on Biden. I just wondered if you could speak a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I don't have any private communications to share at this time. Our hearts go out, obviously, to the officer's family and the broader NYPD family who have tragically lost one of their own. The president grieves for them and honors their sacrifice. Look, the president has stood with law enforcement.
Stop right there. Now, I know I'm sort of stopping it pretty quick, and I'm not trying to interrupt for interruption's sake. But if you noticed, when she started going on that, number one, she said, our hearts go out. But our hearts and our prayers, that's not going to go out, evidently, because, again, she has to be incredibly careful to not, I guess, be offensive. At this particular time, you know what? I'm going to say, just as we said when the bridge came down earlier this week, and we know that there was a loss of life, and we knew that people were going to be grieving and broken over this. And, you know, and people say, well, that just sounds cliche, your thoughts and prayers. Well, but that's exactly a heartfelt sentiment. But, you know, she's not going to say that. But beyond that, did you notice that she kind of went into this sort of cadence about, well, yes, our hearts go out to them, and the president does, in fact, support law enforcement as they do a very difficult, this. In fact, we'll roll it back just a little bit. I was just kind of irked at how all of a sudden it became something kind of like you just say. At least it sounded that way. So it just becomes something like, yeah, I got to say all this because, we got to look like, we're doing this. But folks, when we come back, we're going to play the rest of that clip. Stay right there because we have so much more to tell you. Kyle Warren with you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
U.S.
USA News update. The court proceedings concerning former President Trump's attempt to have his Georgia election interference case dismissed on First Amendment grounds have ended. Trump's chief attorney contended in court Thursday that the indictment should be dismissed because the actions taken by the former president regarding the 2020 election constituted political speech and advocacy. Next month, the House will send the impeachment articles against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate. Last month, House Republicans impeached Mayorkas over his management of the U.S.-Mexico border situation. A federal judge Thursday sentenced Sam Bankman-Fried to 25 years in prison for his leading role in one of the biggest financial scandals in American history, capping the stunning fall of the former cryptocurrency magnate and one-time Washington mega donor. The judge handing down the sentence almost 5 months after a jury found Bankman-Fried guilty. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, and we are racing through hour number one already of the Good Friday edition of the program. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program. If you'd like to opine about something this morning, you can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you'll be off and running from there. Well, speaking of being off and running, Karine Jean-Pierre aboard Air Force One certainly kind of, you know, gave a super sort of super pat answer about the funeral and the services for Officer Jonathan Diller, who was killed in the line of duty in the New York Police Force. But let's go back to some of that audio clip, because again, it just became just, you know, kind of by rote. Yep, you know, the president supports the police and blah 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 blah. It's really kind of pathetic. Let's listen in.
Obviously, to the officer's family and the broader NYPD family, who have tragically lost one of their own. The president grieves for them and honors their sacrifice.
look, the president has stood with law enforcement his entire career and continues to stand with them as they put their lives on the line for their communities. Under his leadership, we'll continue to support police officers and ensure that they have resources they need to continue to do the work, the all-important
okay.
work.
Okay, all right, stop right there. I interrupted in the last segment as well, but I feel compelled to interrupt again here. You know, does this sound heartfelt to you? Compare that with what we were hearing earlier with Donald Trump standing outside of the facilities there. That sounded very heartfelt. Does this sound heartfelt to you? All right, let's continue.
On behalf of the community, look, violent crime, and I'm just going to be really clear about here, I'm going to be careful about saying anything about 2024, but violent crime surge under the previous administration, which repeatedly attempted to cut the COPS program, all of their budgets targeted that key funding for the police, and congressional Republicans just proposed doing it again. So this is a president, this is a Biden-Harris administration, have done the polar opposite, taking decisive action from the very to fund the police and achieving a historic reduction in crime
under his leadership.
And so we're going to continue
to do that.
One more thing I want to say, that the funding, because the president's budget also proposes to fund the police and with billions, so the federal, state, and local governments can hire more than 100,000 more officers, and I think that's important to notice.
Okay, so Karine Jean-Pierre is out on the campaign trail today. I mean, quite literally on the campaign trail. But if you notice, too, she loves to say stuff like, well, I just don't want to run afoul of being in the campaign at this point. You know, it's 2024 and everything. And then proceeds to do the campaign shtick. Because that's just what it sounds like, right? It just sounds like a shtick. But really, now, you ask yourselves, is Biden the, you know, ardent supporter of the police? I think that's a great question. Is Biden the ardent supporter of police? How about the Democrat Party elite? How about the far left? What about defunding the police? What about it's the police that are the problem? And we got to, oh my gosh. And you have officers leaving in droves from places with the big blue government stamp of approval and going to other places where they're welcome to actually be real police officers. I'm going to pose this question to our friend John in Sarasota, who's calling us this morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Kyle. I think we're going to be handing out free lobotomies this morning or what? Holy cow. He has stood by the police department for his entire career. Every day, here's the question. I agree with you 100%, and I wanted to say something, but you seem to sometimes bring it forward.
Thanks.
I think the New York City Police Department should pack up and leave. Now, I know it sounds a little harsh because you have people there that are living their lives and need protection, but The way these people flip the script to blame the other administration for what it is that they do, you need a lobotomy to be sold this stuff. It's mind-numbing. So I can't add anything to the conversation that has not already been said, but I grew up in Queens. And I lived out in Massapequa. Mm-hmm. I know the area well. I had friends that were on the police force out there in Queens. And my God, it's a tragedy. And for these people to flip the script on another administration to say this is the cause of it, we have to give out discount coupons for lobotomies. It's just a mind-numbing thing. And one other thing I'd like to add is that at Radio City Music Hall, where the Rockettes are, that must have been a heck of a fundraiser with Joe Biden. And now they're coming out with Bill Clinton. I mean, the mold never goes away. The mold always comes back. You can't kill the mold. I tell you what, the icing on the cake would have been Hillary over there, and thank God that didn't happen. So, anyway, my friends, happy Easter on a good note, and a healthy Easter, and always good talking with you, Kyle, and yeah, sad, tragic situation. A 31-year-old man with a family and a baby, and that had to happen. And, you know, what can you say? It's all Donald Trump and the Republicans' fault. Mm-hmm.
I know. It's pretty twisted. You have to twist your mind and, or as you said, you know, find a coupon for the lobotomy for that. That's right.
I'm telling you, maybe over in the Sunday paper, they'll be offering discount lobotomies over at McDonald's. Who knows? But at the drive-thru window.
Yeah.
Anyway, my sarcasm, you know, is the only way to handle situations that are beyond belief. And I hope in November we can change this around. We have to take control. So, Kyle, thank you very much. Have a wonderful Easter, and we'll continue forward.
Thank you, John. Happy Easter to you. Take care. We'll talk again soon.
You too, my friend.
You too. All right. So that's John in Sarasota. And I agree with John 100%. I think sometimes, and yes, we use humor and we use sarcasm, but a lot of times that's the way that that we can deal with something that is placed before us that is so abominable, that is so unthinkable, that is so completely off the right track, there's got to be some way of releasing some of that steam, I think. But, you know, but the real steam release valve, just as John was saying, is you got to change things in November. And we have that capacity. We have that ability. And, I think that, you know, when voters see where Donald Trump went on this day, March 28th, which is technically yesterday right now because we're in the early morning hours, but and where Joe Biden went on March 28th is going to be very, very telling. It's going to be incredibly telling to see what Donald Trump did when he came into office in order to try to control the border and to stem the tide and to put in place policies that were going to be good for immigration, and what Joe Biden did, actually undid, maybe that's a better way of putting it, actually undid when he came into office, because all these different things had the name Trump on them. And, you know, just spiteful. And that's really one of these other aspects of the far left and the Democrat Party elite, is that there is just spitefulness going on. You know, and that's why, you know, it just seems to me that conservatives, you know, generally speaking, conservatives, you know, they want to live their lives and they want to do their thing. And they want, you know, they don't want a whole lot of government involvement. They don't want to have a whole lot of mandates. They don't want to have a whole lot of things like that. And they kind of want everybody else to sort of live their lives, too, generally speaking. But the far left, they don't want to just sort of do their own thing. They have to impose their thing on you. They have to make sure that everything is just sort of spoken for and done and figured out and mandated, cradle to grave. You know, this is, otherwise, it's just no fun to be on the far left. You know, yeah, I know. Here I go again, trying to use a little bit of humor. But we're trying to point it out. What this is, what's really happening out there. Okay, stay right there, everybody. We are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Ooh, baby, I needed a shelter.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you.
And there you are.
This sounds really good, doesn't it? It is Friday. And we hope that you've had a great week. And definitely, I think we've had a great week of broadcasting here on the show. And we have you to thank for that, to all of you out there. And you know, from time to time, I love to say that, again, this, you know, I've got the best job in the world. I really do. And I do have you to thank for that out there. It's absolutely just amazing to me. It means the world to me. And we just love all the people involved with this program. And in fact, yesterday we had a really nice compliment. It also mentioned Denise Simon, and she got a little bashful about that. But I know that that makes her day, too. It really does. to know that we're having an impact and people are noticing. I think that's really, really cool. And you have a part in that. Thanks for telling your friends about the program. Thanks for all of your great messages, by the way. So once again, Friday is here and we're having fun. And it is Freedom Friday here on the program because on Mondays, of course, it's Country Music Monday. Then we've got Times 2 Tuesday, where we play the same artist in hour number one and hour number two, but two different songs, and maybe one you're not quite as familiar with, a little, you know, sort of out of the vault kind of a thing. Then we got, of course, Rewind Wednesday, Throwback Thursday. We had a great two great songs on Throwback Thursday yesterday, which even included a song from Kiss. And so, but for Freedom Friday, I got a great message earlier today from driver Ron. We certainly hope your truck issues get cleared up here. He was saying he had a couple more issues with the truck mechanically. So definitely, Ron, I hope that everything is getting put back together just right. And he says, since today's Freedom Friday, I picked a couple of songs with the word freedom in the song title. Says, my first request is a great song, again, from your bumper rotation. That's right. That's exactly right. And he says it was released around 1977. And I'll have a little bit information on that. See, I'm keeping the song in, I'm keeping the surprise going here. So I will talk about it when we come back from hearing the song. But thank you, Driver Ron. This really makes my day. And I'll tell you, this is, you know, easily one of my top favorite Elton John songs ever recorded. I don't know why. I never get tired of hearing it. It brings back a lot of great memories, and it's just got a great sound to it. And on Freedom Friday, everybody, we can't do any better than Driver Ron's great request of Philadelphia Freedom. Philadelphia Freedom, Elton John. And this was a single, I think back in 1975. It did come back out in 1977. It was on the one of the greatest hits albums of that time period. And, of course, this features, of course, Dee Murray on bass, the late, great Dee Murray, Nigel Olsen, of course, Gary, David Johnstone, and also, of course, Ray Cooper on percussion. And if you listen to the bass on that song, it's just absolutely exquisite. It's just amazing. And that was the real strength of Dee Murray. He was not your average bass player. He was very, very, very creative. And all bass players, all the, you know, really the good ones that ever stand out, they all have sort of their style. They've got their sort of mode of attack when they play. And, you could always tell when it was Dee Murray. And as I said, he did pass away many years ago. But I had the opportunity to see him play, many times, back in the day. And I always thought he was just, a great guy. He looked like he was just really super happy there playing bass. And so, yes, that is a cool song. Because it's got a cool arrangement, and it was released around 1975, I think, as a single, but of course it would have kind of bled into the bicentennial time, and I just remember hearing that as a younger boy and thinking, yeah, this is cool. I mean, this is it's 1976, we got Philadelphia Freedom. I just always thought it was really super cool. So thank you, Driver Ron. Thanks for suggesting that. All right, let's take a quick. Eric River, here it comes again, and I don't want to hear that term, but I have to face it, my friends. Atmospheric River impacting California into the weekend. It's going to be an incredibly wet Easter, from what we understand. Precipitation chances continue for New England on Friday, and a warming trend for portions of the central and eastern U.S. Into the weekend. So again, that's right. We're supposed to get like 2 inches of rain. It's going to have to be indoors. There's no doubt about that. But as we see the precipitation right now, we do have a lot of precipitation down in the southern part of Utah, starting in St. George, coming up I-15, heading north from there. And then we've also got, looks like a lot coming in off the coast as well. At least it's sitting out there off of central to northern California right now. We do have snow on parts of southern North Dakota this morning, central South Dakota, and we do have a lot of rain off the coast of New York right now. But if you're in Connecticut, if you're in Massachusetts, Boston, heading up to New Hampshire and Maine, you've got snow, all kinds of rain, and then in the very northern part of Maine, rain mixed with snow at this hour. So if you happen to be in Boston, it's a lot of rain, I can tell you that. And then for our friends in Seattle right now, it looks like you got rain in that area. And this goes down towards Astoria, just north of Portland this morning. But if you're in Newport, Oregon, you've definitely got rain. And if you're just east of the Walla Walla area there in Washington, you've definitely got rain this morning as well. So I'll tell you what, folks, it's time to climb up to the top of the hour. You're going to hear your top of the hour news, get updated on everything. We'll come back and we'll talk about everything. Your telephone calls, too, at 949-822-7959. Head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. Leave me a direct message. We're going to see you on the other side of the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere, because hour number one is now in the books.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared.
This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.